from the KBET studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Tuesday, August 25th. Colorado is seeking federal disaster aid to help communities recover from two wildfires this summer. Governor Polis is asking the Trump administration to issue a major disaster declaration for the Aspen Acres and Gold Mountain wildfires. If approved, it would unlock FEMA funding to help affected communities. State officials say the Aspen Acres fire destroyed more than 300 homes. Together, the two fires caused more than $18 million in infrastructure damage. The Trump administration denied Colorado's two previous disaster declaration requests last summer. Colorado's unemployment rate was steady at 3.9% in July. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's unemployment rate is slightly below the national rate of 4.1%. But like a lot of states, Colorado's labor force is shrinking. That means the unemployment rate won't necessarily go up, even if more people are unemployed. According to a different data set from the federal government, Colorado has added 12,100 jobs since last July. The preliminary estimates show that the state's job market has grown 0.4% over the past year, compared to 0.2% for the U.S. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. A project in the San Luis Valley is expanding the market for rye as farmers look for ways to reduce groundwater use. Rye has long been grown in the area as a cover crop, but the Rye Resurgence Project is working to make it a profitable, lower water option in farmers' crop rotations. Project manager Morgan Neely says rye requires significantly less water than many crops traditionally grown in the valley.
It uses less than 12 inches of water a year to grow, which is one-third to one-half of traditionally grown crops here in the valley.
The project is also recruiting buyers, including bakeries, distilleries, and millers, so farmers have a market if they choose to grow rye for grain. New car sales are down 15% in Colorado for the first half of the year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that's driven by a huge decline in electric vehicle sales.
The mid-year report from the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association shows that new registrations for fully electric vehicles saw the biggest drop, down 55% from the same period last year. The decline follows the loss of federal incentives and a sharp reduction in state incentives. Gas vehicle registrations were down only 5%, but conventional hybrids, those registrations were up 16%. But there is another big problem for new vehicle sales: affordability. Higher interest rates and vehicle prices are keeping many buyers out of the market. Used car registrations were up slightly from last year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and beth@epappletonlaw.com.